Chapter 1. Arlen. 3:33 AR, summer. 30 dawns before new moon. Renna kissed Arlen again. A gentle breeze swept across the thin sheen of sweat on their bodies, cooling them as they panted on the hot night. "Been wondering if you were tattooed under that cloth nappy," she said, nestling in next to him and putting her head on his bare chest, listening to his heart. Arlen laughed and put his arm around her. "It's called a beedo, and even my obsession has limits." Renna lifted her head, putting her lip to his ears. "Maybe you just need a warder you trust. It's a wife's duty to take good care of what's in her husband's beedo. I could paint you with black stem." Arlen swallowed, and she could see his skin flush. "The wards would distort even as you drew them." Renna laughed, wrapping him in her arms and dropping her head back to his chest. "Wonder sometimes if I'm cracked," she said. "How's that?" Arlen asked. "Like I'm still sitting in Celia Baron's spinning room, staring off into space. Everything since has been like a dream. Wonder if my mind just took me to a sunny place and left me there."
"You've a poor imagination if this is your sunny place," Arlen said.
"Why?" Renna asked.
"I'm rid of Harl and that corspawn farm, stronger than I ever imagined, and dancing in the naked night."
She swept a hand around her.
"Everything's awash in color and glow."
She looked at him. "And I'm with Arlen Bales. How could my sunny place be anywhere else?"
Renna bit her lip as the words rushed to them. Words she'd thought to herself many times, but never dared say aloud. Part of her hesitation was fear of Arlen's reaction, but much of it was her own doubt. All the Tanner sisters had been willing to run to the bed of the first decent man they met, but had any of them ever been in love? Renna had thought she loved Arlen when they were children, but she only knew him from afar, and understood now that much of what she cherished had been her imagination of what he was like in close, rather than the boy himself. Renna had convinced herself that she loved Kobe Fisher this past spring, but she saw the lie of that now. Kobe hadn't been a bad sort, but if any other man had come to Harl's farm, Renna knew she would likely have seduced him too. Anything to get away, because anywhere was better than that farm, and any man in creation was better than her da. But Renna was done lying, and done biting her tongue.
"Love you, Arlen Bales," she said.
Her courage fled as the words left her lips, and she held her breath. But there was no hesitation as Arlen tightened his arms around her.
"Love you, Renna Tanner."
She exhaled, and all the fear and doubt left her. Charged as she was with magic, Renna found no sleep as they lay, but she wouldn't have wished for any. Warm and safe, she wondered almost idly how she and Arlen could have been fighting a demon prince and its servants on this very spot a few hours before. It seemed a different world, a different life. For a short time, they'd escaped. But as the sweat dried and the glow of passion faded, the real world began to creep back into focus, terrible and frightening. They were surrounded by the bodies of dead Corlings, black ichor splattered all over the clearing. One, the shape-shifting demon, still wore her form, its head neatly severed and leaking ichor. Not far off, Twilight Dancer still lay with his legs in splints after nearly being killed by a mimic demon.
"Gonna need to heal Dancer again before he can walk," Arlen said. "Even then it might be another night or two before he's at full strength."
Renna looked around the clearing.
"Don't like the idea of staying here another night."
"Me neither," Arlen said.
"Corlings will be drawn here tomorrow like worms to a rain puddle. I have a safe hold nearby with a cart big enough to carry Dancer. I can fetch it and be back not long past sunrise."
"You'll have to wait for nightfall," Renna said.
Arlen tilted his head at her.
"Why?"
"Horse weighs more than your da's house," Renna said. "How are we going to get him in the cart without night strength? Who pulled the thing, for that matter?"
Arlen looked at her, and even through the wards tattooed all over his face, his expression told all.
"Stop that,"